I'm Joel Morgan. You're listening to AM 1490 KOVC, also streaming at newsdakota.com. Tomorrow night, we'll begin our coverage of the Class B Region 1 baseball tournament on Q101. Fargo-Oak Grove will get a play-in game with LLM, and then the full tournament gets underway on Friday. We'll have coverage of Enderlin-Maple Valley as well. And joining us is Kevin Blatlin, the head coach. Coach, how you doing?
Good.
Kind of a little bit of a struggle for you guys. You played some good teams to finish off the season, and you lost your final three games going into the postseason. What were the takeaway for you guys from those final three?
Like you said, we knew in our tournament here last weekend that we were going to be playing some good competition, and we kind of set it up that way as a barometer here to see where we were at going in down the stretch here. And what we take away from it is we're still pretty inconsistent with our pitching, been up and down all year, and that kind of was the case, or has been the case lately. The new pitch count rule probably affecting things a little bit. But, we were kind of counting on some guys to step up and give us some innings, quality innings, and it just hasn't been there all year for us. So, we're kind of hoping here to turn a page. There's been signs of it happening with a couple guys. If we don't produce, he'll come up on starting on Friday, then it might be a short end of the season for us.
That game against Central Cass on Monday, you lost 14-13, and they're one of the top teams coming into your tournament on this Friday. But it seemed like kind of a crazy game. I think three or four players stole home. That's how the game-winning run came. Have you seen something like that happen before in high school baseball?
It wasn't. I don't know how the stats read. Wild pitches is what the deal was. When we beat them up here, they tied it up in the top of the seventh, and then we ended up getting a runner on in the bottom half of the seventh, and the runners ended up moving up on wild pitches, and we won the game here that way against them. So they kind of turned the tables on us up there. We led the whole game except for the first inning. Then we did. We scored six runs in the second, five in the third inning. And it was just one of those situations where guys were hitting the ball all over the place. But we went to the last inning. In fact, we had one out in the bottom of the seventh with a two-run lead yet, and they started hitting the ball on us, changed pitchers, and we still couldn't hold them back. But they ended up getting a runner on third base, and unfortunately, our pitcher spiked the ball into the home plate and got by the catcher, so that's all they scored the winning run there. But unfortunately, that's part of the game, but we were there. We had a chance. That could have put us in a 2-3 seed. But now we're sitting at the four seed. But it was a good game all the way through.
Two seniors on the team, Pete Lindgren and Sean Belke, and they both contributed well this season, but a lot of young guys kind of moving into new spots. Lane Combs is a name I've seen show up quite a bit, Chance Bye, both of them sophomores. What have their contributions been for you guys this season?
Pete's been our leading hitter all year, with Dusty Kosowski being a close second. Dusty's had a very solid year for us offensively and defensively. Pete at the plate, I believe, was batting about .580 the last time that I checked here last week, with five home runs. So, we couldn't ask anything more for him there. Kind of hoping to get a little bit more out of him on the mound pitching-wise. But, the other guys have been pretty consistent too. Chance, defensively, just kind of steady, not a real big, strong shortstop, but makes routine plays for us, batting right around .400, doing little things for us there. And Lane Combs, you mentioned his name. He's been coming on. He had been relatively new to the sport or at our level here a couple of years ago, and keeps progressing for us. A good competitive kid. Nathan Ammerman, another guy, junior for us, that was kind of our most consistent pitcher going into last week. Now he's kind of hit a hiccup there on the mound, and we're hoping to get him righted out here this weekend. But he bats in the three hole for us, and bats around 350. So offensively, you know, we've been putting up some runs. It's just been the defensive side and the pitching part of it that's been our downfall right now.
You'll play Oak Grove on Friday, or excuse me, you'll play Oaks on Friday. They're the 5 seed, you're the 4 seed, with the winner playing Kindred. You played them almost a month ago to the day. You won 13-9. Came out to a quick start, 7 runs in the inning. Looked like you're going to end that one early, and it kind of went back and forth. Jacob Johnson, the freshman, was a starter in that game. What do you remember about your last meeting with the Tornadoes?
Jake got off to a good start. Jake's got great stuff for us. All of a sudden, he kind of hits a rough patch and gets a little hard for him to find his way out of it. But he scuffled through 4 innings, I think, there, and then we came in with chance by to finish it up. But Oaks is always a good competitive team. You know, it doesn't matter what the score is. They're always in keep fighting and battling, and that was the case that day. We had to keep putting some runs on the board to keep them away, and unfortunately we did.
When you've had a season where you've won low-scoring close games, you've won high-scoring close games, you kind of run the spectrum of how to win and lose baseball games, do you feel mentally the guys get a little bit more prepared to come into the first round of the playoffs?
Yeah, definitely. And what I'm seeing this year is just that lack of confidence with our pitching right now. And that's a tough thing to try to coach up. And the main thing is getting the kids to throw strikes. And they know what they got to do, and I know what they got to do. You can talk to them until you're blue in the face. It's just a matter of, the big thing, I think, is having confidence. And if our guys can do that, get up on the mound with some confidence and just throw and get the ball over the plate, you know, we're going to be fine. And that's the big part of it, especially come tournament time, is you got to have guys that are going to be able to throw strikes for you.
Kevin Blatlin, head coach of Enderlin-Maple Valley Falcons baseball team. They'll be playing this Friday against Oaks in the first round of the Region 1 baseball tournament. You can hear that on Q101 and NewsDakota.com. Coach, thanks for joining us here, and good luck.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks.